My scripture text this morning comes out of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. And I entitled my message, Untamed. When Ford Motor Company came out with the Mustang in 1964, they came up with that name after watching the Mustang horses out west. And they come up with that name because they wanted to, they know that if you capture one of them Mustang horses, you can tame it. So that was part of their advertising theme, that the Mustang car is going to tame the road, so to speak, with their all that's power and all that neat stuff. So the word tame in our culture comes from, or it connotes to and refers to, an animal that's been domesticated. Now, we know that horses can be domesticated and all kinds of things. Now, people take pigs and domesticate them for pets. We got to be crazy, people. God must be laughing at us all the time. But in Mark's Gospel this morning, it's in chapter 1, verses 9 through 15, in the New Living Translation, says this. Chapter 1, we know that John the Baptist was preparing the way for the Lord. In chapter 1, verse 8. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in the Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven split open and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." And then this goes into the temptation of Christ. Immediately, the Holy Spirit compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness. He was there for 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was out among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. Then he was talking to the first disciples later on. After John was arrested by Herod and Antipas, Jesus went to the Galilee to preach God's good news. He said, "At last the time has come." And Jesus announced that the kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe in this good news. May God add his blessing to reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy and precious word.